Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
How about, what's that email that I got yesterday?
Can we figure this out finally,
okay,
Marilyn?
This email came to me yesterday, mm-hmm. and attached to the email was a message.
Okay.
And this is what the message said.
Hi, Marilyn. It's Donnie Wahlberg. I wanted to take a moment and tell you that I'm so sorry that your Pittsburgh Steelers didn't make the playoffs or the Super Bowl again. In fact, it's since 2011 they haven't actually made it. It's got to be tough, and I don't mean this in a bad way because I respect the Steelers, but I wanted to give you this opportunity to temporarily adopt the Patriots as your team. You know, just because they represent the AFC where the Steelers are from. So during Super Bowl, I'd like to invite you to celebrate this momentous occasion of the Patriots reaching the Super Bowl again, representing the AFC. It's a common bond, Steelers and Patriots, the AFC. By inviting you to come to Wahlburgers, have some snacks, treats, food, whatever you want, on me, on us, on the whole Wahlburgers team. And we'll just embrace the greatness of the Patriots. One day, your Steelers will be back, and I'll return the favor to you and cheer for your guys. And adopt them as almost my own. Bye, Marilyn.
Wow.
Donnie Wahlberg.
You're getting trash talked by a new kid. That's great.
I know. And so I write back to him, and I go, because I put it on social media.
Yeah.
Oh, at Donnie Wahlberg, you have a beautiful wife, a hit TV show, and now you want another Super Bowl? I'll consider your offer. Well, I tell you, people writing in going, don't you do it, Marilyn Dennis. Remember, the Steelers have won more Super Bowls than anyone, and we need to keep it that way. So,
yeah.
Exactly. Some people go, yeah, go to Wahlburgers and make sure they throw in Donnie, too. And I said to him on a personal note, you know the gateway to my heart is through a burger. You know that. And I love Wahlburgers, no doubt about it. But I was shocked. I thought, wait a minute. I thought you were going to offer me tickets to go see the Super Bowl with him.
Yeah.
But no, thank you, Donnie Wahlberg. But I am telling you, people are being very divisive. My Steelers and the Patriot fans are going at it without me being in the middle of it on social media. This is terrible.
So you will not support the Patriots?
I can't.
Can't do it.
I can't.
I don't blame you. I get it.
I can't. But there might be a video that might come up this weekend. Stay tuned on how I'm going to counter his offer.
Ooh.
Okay, so stay tuned. That Donnie Wahlberg, who I love so much, that came out of the blue. Thank you for that message. But you are passive aggressive, sir.
At that. Marilyn Dennis hanging tough with Donnie Wahlberg. We got a battle. Pepsi is a Coke. Which one tastes better? Can you even really tell? Is it Coke? Is it Coke? Is it Pepsi?
Can we record you as all the new show opens and production for the show?
It's Coke or Pepsi. Let's have a challenge on Chum.
You are so excited about this
really
challenge.
Good stuff.
Talking about it.
I think all you guys are full of crap.
Hey.
You can't tell the difference between the colas.
So you feel you cannot tell the difference between the colas?
I think that everyone is just a victim to the marketing. Real talk. All right, so when I bought these two bottles of soda the other day, the first thing I noticed was that the Coke bottle had the Coca-Cola bottle shape. As, you know, in West Indian culture, that's that nice, curvy, Coca-Cola bottle shape. It had that shape. You know, it's like a curvy woman. You know?
No, it's the best. And when it comes out of a vending machine, it's that cold. It's the best.
Marilyn, it just looks good. But then you got the Pepsi bottle. It just looks really, it's the choice of a new generation. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just looks really cutting edge. Two different approaches to the marketing. I think they taste pretty much the same.
Pepsi, red, white, and blue. Coke, red and white.
Well, I posted this on social media yesterday.
Okay.
And it erupted more than any Donald Trump or any me picking my nose post. Everyone was battling over, oh, Coke is better, Pepsi's better, one has more caffeine, this one's more syrupy, that one's fizzy, this one tastes like Lemon Pledge. You guys, we're going to settle it right now. So we have, let me set up the scene. We're streaming live?
No,
Okay, go on IG Live right now on Instagram at chum1045 so you can watch this happen.
This is what we look like in the morning.
keep it off of me, by the way. I just realized.
I'm sorry to disappoint. Yeah. Keep your fantasies alive.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
So we have two cups. Each of our cups, our intern Linnea has discreetly labeled them. Only she knows how they're labeled. Now, the question for everyone in this room is, number one, which one do you like better? Caitlin, are you a Coke or Pepsi person?
I'm under the impression that I prefer Pepsi.
Okay. Marilyn?
Coke.
Okay. I'm going to say, I don't know, maybe I like Pepsi better. Whatever. Okay. Now we're going to do the taste test. Taste your cups, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Ready? Okay.
I know what.
I don't know. They taste very similar to me, but I have to choose one, right?
Oh, they do taste so similar.
Okay. I'm going to choose.
Do it again.
Okay, I've made a choice. Wow. I've made a choice. Okay, now...
No idea.
I need everyone to write on the cups which one you think it is. All right? Which one's the Coke and which one's the Pepsi?
My God.
Write on your cup.
You know what Coke the deal is? The deal is that first taste, you have to savor it to go to the second one. I drank too quickly.
You know what I'm doing? I'm breaking it up with coffee.
Yeah, just like perfume, right?
Exactly. It's the taste equivalent of smelling the coffee beans. If you're trying to pick a perfume.
All right.
Okay. I have never had so much Coke and Pepsi in my life.
I know. We're all so caffeinated right now.
Okay. And now, the last thing I need you to write on your paper is, which of these two cups did you like better? Which one tasted better to you? I'm going to say this one.
Well, right. I'm going to go with my favorite.
I really don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Producer Tom, hit that song. And when we come back, we're going to get the exact, precise, live results of the Chum Coke and Pepsi Challenge.
You just want to win something.
I do. Finally, I want to win something.
We know this, tasting the same. I'm telling you.
Is it Pepsi or is it Coke?
Can they tell
the difference?
I don't feel so good right now.
I'm gonna say nope. Let's put her on the line. Who's that? Hey, Di?
Oh, hang on.
Diane? Is it Diane?
Di.
Hey, Di, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Do you think you could tell the difference between Coke and Pepsi?
Yeah, I can.
What do you think is the difference, really?
I find Coke is like sugarier, sweeter.
Coke is sugarier. All right. And what is Pepsi like to you?
It's not as... I was going to say it's not as sweet.
Not as sweet? All right. So you'd rather date a Coke person.
Gassy. Carbonated.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion.
I like gassy. You know,
carbonated is better than saying gassy.
Gassy and less sweet.
How are you feeling today? Carbonated.
Thanks, Di.
Here we go.
Everyone has an opinion, but today we put it to rest. They did this back in like the 90s.
Yeah.
But I think people forgot that they're absolutely the same.
This is a flashback Friday.
It is a flashback. Okay, so we have two cups for each of us.
Yep.
We wrote on our cup, which we believed, Linnea, our intern, labeled the cups with either a line or a dot.
Okay.
And we put on our cups Coke or Pepsi. Caitlin, you said you were a what person? You were a Coke or Pepsi person?
I believed that I was a Pepsi person.
Okay.
I truly don't drink pop that often, but when I hearken back to childhood, I think that I was a Pepsi person.
Okay. Your dot cup?
Wait. Tell everybody. Talk to everybody first.
Sure.
Because I'm a Coke person.
Okay, you're a Coke person?
I'm a Coke person. Because I've had more Coke than Pepsi. Okay. And what about you?
I said I'm a Pepsi person. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson. That's all. Because I fell for the marketing. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. So now tell us which is which.
Okay. I don't know which is which. That's what Linnea's going to have to do. So, Caitlin, which of the cups did you like better?
I preferred the dot.
And you labeled the dot what?
I labeled the dot Pepsi ?
Linnea, was she correct?
Incorrect.
I won.
Wow.
I won because my favorite is Coke and it's the dot one and I knew it was Coca-Cola.
So you, what did you say you liked better, Marilyn?
Coke.
And you labeled it Coke?
Coke.
And you won. Okay, I said that I liked the dot one better and I said it was Pepsi. I lost.
Way to go, Coca-Cola.
So guess what, guys? What did I prove? That Jamar is right. I am right.
But I knew it was
you
Coke.
Fell for marketing.
But I knew it was wrong.
Now, here's my question, Jamar.
Yeah.
Did you bring any rum?
I should have, right?
What the heck were you thinking?
Because they all taste the same with a little Appleton inside it. Don't.
What a great test, though. I love it.
And
right.
It's also very different because neither of these are diet. Right? And so I'm realizing how sweet the non-diet soda, I mean, how sweet soda tastes in general. I'm so used to just drinking plain soda water.
Right, you are, Caitlin.
Mineral water, and like, this is a big, it's
sweet. The thing that stands out to me the most is the sugary aftertaste that I have now from both of them.
Yeah.
I'm brushing my teeth immediately.
I don't know. I might just dwell in the sugar. I'm having a good time.
Well, guys, what did we learn this morning?
We learned absolutely nothing.
We're all dumber for having done this exercise.
We learned that the only person in the room whose tongue actually works is Marilyn Dennis.
Thank you.
Big up to Jim.
Hey, he's listening.
He's the lucky man.
Hi, honey.
All right. The eTalk Entertainment Update brought to you by IKEA. Now through February 1st, when you dine in IKEA's restaurant, they'll deduct the price of your meal before tax from any same-day home furnishing purchase over $200.
Stop it.
Yeah, man.
Meatballs, baby.
I love Swedish meatballs.
Swedish meatballs.
They're delicious.
Go get them.
Oh, my gosh.
Chloe Wilde, good morning.
Good morning.
Hang on for one second. I've not had a Swedish meatball.
I have. I had IKEA. Yeah, they're tasty.
Then we can't go on the Beyonce diet then if we're on.
No, we can't. So have you guys ever thought about going plant-based? It's the new term for going vegan.
Just for a short period of time.
Yeah. So I try to have certain meatless days. Sometimes I'll just try to have just veggies and grains and things like that. But I've never been able to go fully. Well, Beyonce is trying to encourage people to go plant-based for a month at a time. And it's in collaboration with the Green Print Project. And if you go to their website, it's really interesting. You can actually see the positive impact going plant-based would have on the environment.
And it's crazy. I'm so in favor of like environmental protections. I love it. Like, that's my thing. But then I think about the meats and I'm like, I like the meats.
Well, be inspired by Beyonce. Try to incorporate a couple days. And if you want to do the challenge, you can actually go to their website, thegreenprintproject.com. And if you commit to going plant-based and you can show evidence of this, you could win Beyonce tickets for life.
Wow.
Meaning you could get a ticket per tour when her and Jay-Z perform together.
Before I sign up for this, I need to see some documents. How long do you two plan to stay married?
Will you still
continue to tour? And how much, when do you think you're going to hang up your, you know, over-the-knee boots? That's what I need to know before I commit to that.
Right. Is she doing just one more tour?
Yeah, that's right. What's that? Right, Jamar.
What's for life mean?
Yeah, really.
I'm sure there's a lot of fine print. Mayor, I'm sure you're not the only one with those questions, but I say we all just try to eat a little bit more plants. Let's be inspired.
I love the fact that she is a leader and people follow her in so many ways, and that there is a problem with obesity and not eating properly and healthily. The problem is healthy foods cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Cheap foods, which are not good for you, are everywhere in the States.
Very expensive.
If you have $1.50, you can get a big gulp and a bag of potato chips.
Or a slice of huge pizza.
Or that. Yeah. If you want a good soup that's healthy for you, a small can will cost you $1.50.
What meat?
So what's going to fill you up?
Which meat is the easiest to give up? Quick, I gave up years ago. I don't eat pork products really at all.
Mm-hmm. No bacon?
No, I haven't had that stuff in years. Someone accidentally put bacon on a food of mine a while ago, and I like retched all over the place.
It was okay.
For me, I think it would be red meat. I think red meat would be the easiest for me to give up. I love chicken. I love fish, but I'm not the type of gal that craves a steak. It's not for me.
Same here.
I think the hardest to give up is seafood, because for a lot of, you know, pork and chicken and beef, there are vegetarian substitutes that can become like fairly close.
Yeah.
Close in flavor. Seafood, it is really difficult to somehow replicate that with plants.
I love hamburgers.
You know, Marilyn loves a good hamburger. Wow.
And you know what? I like hot dogs too. See? Look at me. How do I look?
Hey,
I like Beyonce.
All in moderation, right?
Right.
Jussie Smollett, guys, is in Los Angeles 2 days after the incident that took place in Chicago. And this weekend on Saturday, he's going to be performing at a legendary location, the Troubadour. You know, this is a place that can hold 400 people. He's got a concert. He's got a show. And, you know, because of the incident that took place, people are wondering, is he going to address it? I would be surprised if he didn't address it. It just happened. He's someone who has a platform. He's going to be standing in front of a microphone. And I think a lot of people are curious to hear how he's doing, see how he's doing, and continue to show support.
So they've got, I saw this morning, the murky
video,
video of it. Yeah. Two guys, you know, you can tell that they're guys. but I don't know how they're going to find it. Then they wanted the manager and Jesse to hand over their phones, and Jesse said no. And I don't blame him, because Jamar and I were just talking about it. Once you hand over your phone, because they want to hear the connection between the manager and Jesse.
Or even see proof of the connection.
That's correct.
They made a phone call.
So we felt that.
Yeah, once you hand over your phone to people, you're going to get leaked.
Yeah.
Those police, you know, someone's going to give them some cash. Yeah. $50,000 if you could leak me a Jesse Smollett smutty text.
It's such a,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
Who's he texting with? That's
yeah.
That opened the floodgates.
I hope they can do the investigation without the phones.
Chloe, we'll see you tonight on the wonderful E-Talk CTV, 7 o'clock. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
They will definitely Bezos Jesse Smollett if he gives his phone over. See, yeah. Remember how Bezos' text went all over
the place? Yeah, but that was his future brother-in-law. He can't keep his mouth shut. I should have told him that.
Interesting.
Don't tell him a thing. Sanchez, Michael Sanchez, leaker.
All right, that's the Marilyn Dennis conspiracy theory. You know, we were talking about John Legend a minute ago, and he released this video of him swimming, and it's the first time ever learning how to swim. He's like a 40-something-year-old man.
Sure.
Sounds like a basic skill that most people do, but surprisingly, a lot of us don't know how to do basic things that it seems that everyone around us knows how to do.
Our very own Caitlin Green admitted that she does not know how to ride a bike.
I do not.
Did you ever feel like you were missing out because you can't ride a bike? You ever have felt like a moment where you're like, oh, if only I could ride a bike?
Like maybe a very small amount, not big, because I was a city slicker kid. And, you know, we were riding the streetcar. We were taking TTC. That just wasn't the way I grew up. Wasn't riding our bikes around in the suburbs. But every so often, of course, I felt like it. Just because you want to feel capable.
No romantic bike ride with your husband on dates or something like that.
Okay,
no.
Bicycle built for two is overrated, by the way. You know that? You know what, for me, and somebody had brought this on one of our text messages, was I don't know how to use chopsticks. I don't either.
Get out. Marilyn Dennis.
I've tempted many times. I go, can I have a fork, please? I just don't know how to do
the sophisticated and worldly Marilyn Dennis cannot use chopsticks.
I know, darling. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it myself.
The key is you only move one.
Right.
Only move one. One is stationary and the other is a moving pincher.
Exactly.
And never go when you're really hungry, because I'll never ever be able to eat. Learning how to do this. I'll have to eat before I go.
You're not the only one.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how I have the greatest cook for a mother. My mom's curry goat, her rice and peas, her oxtail is to die for. My mom could open up a restaurant, and I can't cook. Mom, you there?
I am doing fine. How are you?
A question for you. Listen, because my memory's so bad. Why did I never learn to cook when we were growing up? You're the greatest cook in the country. Like, why did I never learn to cook anything?
Well, you were always playing with your instruments and stuff like that. You never wanted to come in the kitchen. So, you know, we had to go fast. We had to get out of the house real quickly to do lots of other things, like going to auditions and soccer game and so forth.
Which launched my fantastic movie star career. And I'm an amazing saxophonist, as we proved a couple weeks ago. So, okay, it was for a good cause.
Yes, it was certainly for a good cause. I had to get out the house quickly. And so, you know, most of our things were like pick up and go.
Okay. Got it. You had to be efficient because you had three kids, right?
We
forgive you, Jamar.
All right. Just wondering.
Yeah. Okay, so you're off the hook.
All right. Thank you. All right. Have a good day. I love you.
Love you too. Bye. Hey, hello to everyone.
Hello.
Bye-bye.
Okay. No shame.
Shame on you.
Someone Chinese just texted in, I can't cook rice. Even with a rice cooker, I'm Chinese. Put us in the same corridor of cultural shame. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm 40, can't swim. Learned how to dive now, too. That's interesting. I can't change a tire. I can't believe that anybody who drives a vehicle can't change a tire.
I can't change a tire.
Marilyn, what are you doing? You can't change a tire.
No, I can't. And that's one of those things I'm going to learn how to do. My dad tried to teach me, and, you know, I was like, really? And so, because I'm going to learn that. My husband's going to teach me how to do
that. That's probably why God invented CAA.
That's right. So, but, you know, I often think about when I take those road trips, as you know I love to do, what happens if I have a flat tire?
And I want to add for everybody who's been texting in about skating, can't ice skate, that you aren't alone. Every single person who texts this in says, I feel like a terrible Canadian because I can't ice skate. I think I'm the only one. Based on the texts we're getting, you are not the only one. There are a lot of people who can't skate.
I thought there was an ice skate test for this country. No?
No.
All right. We could have fooled me.
Wow.
All right. No shame. Listen, Marilyn.
Yes.
If you can change a light bulb, you can change a tire.
I know I can. I feel that. But can I learn? Can I learn in July? Because right now is not the time I want to do it.
Hey, I want to add also.
Yes.
You'd be surprised, and I'm not being funny.
What?
How many people cannot change a light bulb?
Really?
Are you serious?
Text us right now if you've never changed a light bulb. 104536. I'm not even
the old fashioned kind or the new ones, because I can pop those babies out of the ceiling.
No shame in your game. Just admit it right now. Watch this.
Okay.
104536. All right.
All right.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Black History Month is trending in Toronto. It is February 1st, so this marks the start of Black History Month. All month long, there'll be lots of ways to celebrate here in the city. If you visit the City of Toronto's website, they have a whole section dedicated to Black History Month with a lot of events, a lot of ways to educate yourself. The theme for 2019 in Canada is Black Canadian Youth. And if you go to Google today, you'll notice that the Google Doodle is dedicated to a woman named Sojourner Truth. She was an African-American abolitionist. She was a women's rights activist. She was born into slavery in 1797, but she escaped with her infant daughter to freedom in 1826. Her life story is pretty incredible. So if you click on the little doodle today, you will find out all about her, and we will be celebrating all month long. From Chum's Twitter account, I did post a link to the City of Toronto's website for Black History Month in the city. Lots of events there, so you can check that out if you would like to. SNL is trending today for a very curious reason. Usually when they're trending, it's because they've got, you know, a great musical guest or a great host. This is not the case today. If you've ever seen the show, you know that they start with a skit, and then at the end of the opening skit, this happens.
And live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
You know, yeah, they kind of get into the music. You used to hear Don.
Saturday Night Live!
Yeah. It's Saturday. You know Don Pardo? It's Saturday Night Live.
Right.
They say Saturday Night Live a lot, right? And we kind of all know what SNL stands for. It's trending today because apparently Donald Trump Jr. doesn't know what SNL stands for.
Get out.
Despite being a very vocal critic of the show, of course, because Alec Baldwin does not too flattering version of his father, he decided to tweet about it and said it was S and L, like S ampersand L, S and A-N-D-L.
Oh, no.
Saturday and Live, question mark?
It's S-N-L.
Yeah,
Saturday Night Live.
Some kids are not that hip.
It's Saturday and Live. I don't know.
So he tried to make it like M&M's, S&M.
Something. Okay. I don't know how this happened. I saw comedians, of course, went all in. Twitter goes all in on this. They are
trust me. The Trumps know what S&M is. Wait for it. It's coming. Russia, if you're listening.
You think there are tapes?
Release
you
think the tapes.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
I could write a book about this.
Quick on the whip there, Tom. Good for you. So of course, comedians go all in on this. They're having a field day with this on Twitter yesterday. My favorite was, I know it's easy to make fun of Don Jr., but it's nice to have definitive proof that private schools are a waste of money.
Oh, I'm offended.
You are offended.
Now, my guess, though, is like, you know, we've been taking a lot of bets this morning on what Maroon 5 might open the Super Bowl halftime show with. My guess now is I think we know what the opening skit for SNL is. They might be rebranded to S and L, Saturday and Live this weekend. Of course, the Super Bowl is happening this Sunday. That's a huge trending story today as well. We've got the lead up. We're underway.
Tom corrected me. Pre-game starts at noon, but the actual game on CTV, 6 o'clock, pardon me, running out of breath, 6:30 is kickoff.
Mm. Now, Maroon 5, of course, is going to be taking the stage with big boy Travis Scott, are expected to be joining them on stage. Now, we've been posting a poll online, and we want to know, what song do you think Maroon 5 will open the halftime show with? Jamar votes for This Love. Marilyn votes for Harder to Breathe. I have voted for One More Night. Or maybe you think it's None of the Above. None of the Above is winning with 50% of the vote.
What?
Shut up.
How am I doing? With Harder to Breathe.
Harder to Breathe has 22%.
What about me?
You got 15%.
What?
I am in dead last with 13.
Caitlin.
I'm just saying, that's the first time we heard from them.
What other songs could they... I mean, Maroon 5 has a whole slew of hits that they could start, but I think those... Moves Like Jagger?
Well, I think that's
Will they
great.
Open with that?
No, I don't think they're going to open with that. They need something Rocky Rolly. That's why Harder to Breathe is
Rocky
my
Rolly?
Song. Yeah, something a little, like, edgy.
I will tell you this much. It will not be the Cardi B one. It will not be that song.
No, I think that because...
There's no way.
I think she's going to come on stage, though, with him. I do. I feel that could happen.
I think she'll come on stage.
Yeah.
But they can't lead off with that song. That's too. That's like shooting the wad too early, you know?
Come on, Tom. Play Harder to Breathe, the beginning of Harder to Breathe. Come on. When it gets cold outside, I got nobody to love. It's cold outside.
Now, I love that song, but the reason I didn't go on with that is because it didn't even reach their top 10 biggest hits. That's not even in their top 10. They only have so much time.
Do you know the song?
I do know this.
Do you know the album?
Yeah.
That's what skyrocketed them to the very beginning.
I don't know the album.
Let me just say, it's not a Maroon 5 concert that you buy tickets to see Maroon 5. I get your point, but I think I'm going to be right on this one.
Okay.
Get the little one, get the big first one out of the way and then go for the other hits.
Well, we will find out on Sunday.
We get $10 on it.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to make $20. Okay. I'm so excited.
It is without a doubt a big weekend in sports and entertainment and pop culture. We're of course talking about I keep wanting to say big game. You know, back in the States, when you're on the radio, if you say Super Bowl, they ding you for like...
That's right.
Licensing rights. But I could say Super Bowl here, apparently.
Yes.
But
Super
you Bowl. Know, we talked about this earlier this morning, but Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction was 15 years ago today.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's crazy. You want to hear what else is crazy?
Yeah.
The cheapest price for a Super Bowl ticket right now is about $3,000. $3,000.
I just don't... And you know, the seats is probably up in the corner and the thing, and you might have to stand. Like standing room only.
And for an extra $1,500, you could actually buy a beer, too.
Have you ever been in that stadium?
Which stadium? Mercedes? No, never been in Mercedes. I've been to one Super Bowl. I went to one in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I was working at a radio station in Miami at the time, and the Super Bowl was right across the street from the radio station.
Okay, so tell me something.
Yeah, sure.
Is it better to watch it from home?
It stinks to be there. It's not fun. No, okay, the best part about the Super Bowl experience is all the partying that's happening in the city the weekend of the Super Bowl. Then they have the Super Bowl Village that happens like kind of like right next to it. Like they have all the marketing and the games, and you go in there, you do like a
fun
quarterback shot, and you then tackle the dummy and all that stuff. That stuff's fun. Going there and actually watching the game, you're better off at home with your buddies eating a sandwich or eating some wings.
Now, this is all from the U.S., but apparently the Super Bowl Sunday is the second biggest calorie day after Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh.
Christmas.
If you hear the words, the phrase seven-layer dip, you know that that's a lot of calories.
484 million is lost in productivity the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and we got to show up the next day. So here's the deal. Like, I'm going to watch up until halftime because I want to know if Harder to Breathe is going to be the first song Maroon 5 is going to sing, because I've got a $10, now $20 bet on it.
Mm.
And then I'm going to go to bed. I don't think this, I hope it's a good game for everybody. I hope that it's a close game.
Let me put, I'm going to go conspiracy theory on this. Caitlin, you'll love this.
Yes.
There has been so much controversy around this sport, around this game, all year long. That the fix is in. The game is going to end on some kind of nuclear level nail biter. They've got to make this happen. If this game is not interesting, the NFL is done.
Is that mean like
I'm telling you.
When the Steelers won 1 year because
are you Tom
crossing the plane, I'm going, did he really make it over?
Tom,
he crossed the
plane. Listen, I'm putting it down on paper. Yeah. There is going to be a massive dramatic ending.
Oh, sure,
game.
That's great.
But it's contrived. I'm saying it's staged.
No.
I could be wrong, but I said it.
Listen, guys.
Tom is represented by a buzzer.
Yeah. if the Patriots win, they will be even with the Steelers with 6 Super Bowl wins. That's why I don't want them to win.
Does that hurt your soul?
Yeah, it hurts my soul. And the Rams, God darn it.
Whoa.
They should have not gotten in the game. I like you all very much, but it should have been the Saints because we know about that play that got missed. Oh,
I'm just going to be waiting for the halftime show.
All right. Another controversial part. The whole thing is marred in controversy.
I loved it.
All right.
And I love it. It's my last football game of the season. I'm sad.
All right. Either way, it's the Super Bowl on Sunday, or it's more commonly called New England versus some other team bowl.
Hey! Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show. Chum 104.5.